Good morning with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. A shakeup at the Division of Elections will probably not affect a lawsuit over the vote count in a razor-close interior state House race. Lieutenant Governor Kevin Meyer announced Friday he's appointing Gail Finumiai as the statewide director of the Division of Elections. As KUAC's Robin reports, Meyer is dumping Josie Banky, who's named in the House District 1 lawsuit.
When one is suing the government, it's not really the person, but the title and the position that matters. On December 5th, Catherine Dodge, a candidate for a seat in the Alaska House, filed a lawsuit against the Division of Elections, naming Lieutenant Governor Kevin Meyer and Elections Director Josie Banky. Dodge's lawsuit challenges the way some ballots were handled during a November 30th recount of the approximately 5,350 votes that came in for House District 1. After the recount, Dodge's opponent, Bart Laban, was declared the winner by one vote. A few days later, Laban filed his own court challenge, also with Meyer and Banky named. But it's only those people acting in their official capacities, not the individuals themselves, that might be held accountable. Meyer had only been sworn in for 2 days, but as lieutenant governor, he's responsible for all things electoral. And after his announcement that Banky is being fired, Gail Finumiai's name will fill in the blank as director, and none of that should impede the court proceedings. A report by Judge Eric Arseth of Anchorage, the special master appointed to handle the case, is due in 4 days. Finumiai is a familiar name in Alaska, as she was director of the Division of Elections from 2008 to 2015. She was released that year by then-Lieutenant Governor Byron Mallott after the division had been sued for not providing elections materials in native languages. Josie Banky, a former Nome City manager, was appointed then by Mallott, and she was dismissed on Friday. And Lori Wilson, another election supervisor, will oversee the division until Finumiai takes office on January 2nd. In Fairbanks, I'm Robin.
A Delta Junction man was killed in a snow machine accident over the weekend. Alaska State Troopers report that 29-year-old Donald Bunzelmeyer lost control of his machine while riding in the Summit Lake area Saturday afternoon. A trooper report filed yesterday says Bunzelmeyer was pinned underneath the machine and died at the scene. The state medical examiner has requested an autopsy. An exploration effort is aimed at finding new oil at Prudhoe Bay. BP is targeting small remaining untapped pools of oil in an attempt to further extend the field that's fed the Trans-Alaska pipeline for over 40 years. The Alaska Energy Desk's Elizabeth Harbel reports.
BP is using what's called 3D seismic technology. BP geophysicist Gino Alexander says, simply put, 3D seismic means using sound waves to figure out what it looks like beneath the ground.
What we do is we create a seismic source and a sound wave, and it reflects in the subsurface, and we record it.
That seismic source is a huge vehicle that rolls over the snow-covered tundra and vibrates the ground. Alexander says a recording device, kind of like my microphone, measures the signal that comes back.
We then take that recorded signal, and we use physics and mathematics to turn that into an image.
The picture will give BP the best, most detailed data yet on what's going on in the layers of rock beneath the tundra and where to find the remaining oil. Efforts like this have paid off for the company. After years of decline, BP has managed to flatten production at Prudhoe Bay. Its new mantra is 40 more. For Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Elizabeth Harbal. In Anchorage.
The municipality of Anchorage is beginning to calculate the cost of damage from last month's earthquake. Alaska Public Media reports that inspectors have spent 2 weeks assessing damage to public structures and facilities. City Office of Management and Budget Director Lance Wilbur says that will continue for months, but they have generated an initial loss estimate.
Based on what we have seen, it's an estimate of about $30 million.
Wilbur says those costs are divided about evenly between three different entities: the city's water utility, which suffered broken mains, the trash collection utility, which needs about the same amount for the regional landfill in Eagle River, and the final $10 million is for repairs to roads, public buildings, and parks and recreation facilities like ice arenas.
We're going to start off by asking the assembly for an emergency ordinance for $30 million, and it will be used in those three areas.
The municipality's damage assessment does not include the additional money it'll take to fix schools, private residences, or commercial buildings. Estimates for those are still being tallied locally and by state officials. The administration's emergency ordinance goes before the Anchorage Assembly tomorrow. I'm Dan Bross.